My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we're going to talk about if it's too late to grow a Twitter following. So we've talked about how Twitter has world leaders, some of the most powerful people in the world hanging out there and engaging with each other. Where do we think it's going? I think, Neil, what are they at? 400 or 500 million users right now, right? Roughly.
I don't know the exact number, but a lot of people are on Twitter. And what's funny is it's not too late to get a big following. The key with Twitter is you have to put out constant tweets on a regular basis, like daily, and you need to put out thoughtful tweets. The more thoughtful they are, the better you're going to do. And then the other thing, strategy that I've seen work out really well is tweet storms. It's a great way to build up a following if you have really thoughtful tweet storms.
Yeah, I'm going to use two examples here. So my answer is also no. It's Neil and I probably aren't the best examples here because we don't spend as much time as we could with Twitter. But when you think about how much work goes into creating a tweet storm, to Neil's point, it's threaded tweets basically. Joe Pompliano, who's the brother of Anthony Pompliano, who's a kind of crypto expert, he grew from like zero to 120 or 150,000 in just a couple months because all his tweets, he takes hours to put his tweet storms together, right? Really good data in there. And it's really insightful, right? As long as you're adding insights, you have the potential to quote unquote go viral. And so, you know, he grew from zero to a couple to 120 or 150,000. Sean Puri, who is the co-host of the My First Million podcast, I think he's at 120 or 150 now, but he had a tweet storm about why he thinks Clubhouse is going to fail. That tweet got 7 million impressions on it. He got a ton of followers. He got invited to speak on CNBC. He also got Mark Andreessen and Andrew Chen to block him because, you know, those two guys were investors in Clubhouse. But a lot of just feedback and fanfare around that. And I think he gained 20 or 25,000 followers. So to Neil's point, what you're really looking for is, you know, when you're tweeting, you're looking for a couple of hits, a couple of home runs, and but you have to stay consistent with it. And eventually some of them will take off, some won't. For me, I've probably only had one tweet go above 500 likes or so, and then maybe another one's like 300 or 400. But those are hard, like, and those are the ones that I don't expect to get bigger. But it's not too late. And even Anthony Pompliano, who has 600,000 followers as of this recording, something like that, he started in 2017. Which, you know, Neil and I, we actually started way earlier than that, but we don't have 600,000 followers.
Yeah, he just spends more time. Twitter's one of those places where if you put a lot of thoughtful content out and you do it consistently, you will grow. It's not like the other social networks where it's really hard to continually grow, and they're not as aggressive when it comes down to pushing down the reach. Think of Twitter as a more of a place where people learn to see other people's thoughts and learn, get news, versus a place to like show off or take pictures, right? It's more of like an informational social network. So they tend to show you content from everyone you follow.
I actually think Twitter is one of the most important social media platforms out there. Just the people that I've reached, the people that, you know, we've connected in real life over, I find it to be, I just, from a DM perspective and also like a reach perspective, I just can't find anything that matches it. So I think it's very underrated. And to be honest, if Neil and I didn't have other stuff going on, we'd probably be spending a lot more time on Twitter. So
that is true. So make sure you rate, review this podcast. We really would appreciate it. And if you have some extra time, check out marketingschool.io/live.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.